AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. He appeals to our better angels. That's what House Speaker John Boehner says about Pope Francis. This morning, the Pope addresses Congress.
It's going to be one of the biggest events in the history of the Capitol, and members on both sides of the aisle and both sides of the Capitol are looking forward to it, and frankly, I'm really looking forward to it.
But there's been lots of talk about how lawmakers might react as Francis speaks. He supports a change in immigration laws, thinks more should be done to fight global warming and income equality, too. Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski of Illinois says it would be natural for lawmakers to jump up and down and applaud when they hear something they agree with.
We all want to do that. We're politicians, and we're passionate about what we believe. But I think in doing so, it's using the Pope.
Pope Francis addresses Congress at 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. AP Update. I'm Rita Foley.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.